This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of the wife and five children of the suspect in this weekend's Boulder firebombing. The family of suspect Mohammed Soleiman was taken into ICE custody Tuesday. A day later, a Colorado federal judge barred the Trump administration from deporting them until further rulings in the case, adding that deportation could cause, quote, irreparable harm. The family's immigration status is unknown, but they are not charged in the attack that injured 15 people on Sunday. Police say Soleiman, an Egyptian national who applied for asylum in 2022, threw Molotov cocktails at people who gathered in support of the hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7th attack. Three of those hurt remain in the hospital. Hearings in the family's deportation case are now set for next week. The Moving Honors Procession is passing through Edwards in Eagle County tomorrow morning. The national event honors fallen medical responders. The public is invited to honor a late Eagle County paramedic. Steve Suckerman died of a heart attack last year while assisting a backcountry rescue in Vail. His son Ben says Suckerman always wanted to help people.
My dad made a really, really big impact on the community and had a very big impact on everyone he worked with and people that he saved and just everyone that knew him.
Steve Suckerman is one of 29 medical responders being honored. It will pass through the Eagle County Paramedic Service Station from 8:30 until 10. Storms continue on and off throughout your weekend, with tomorrow showing the best chance for widespread storms. This is CPR News.